This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, this is fun today. President Biden and the First Lady hosted the 144th White House Easter Egg Roll, but the event was delayed 90 minutes due to thunder and lightning. And this was interesting. Vice President Harris told Biden, you know, a great way to get rid of lightning is to stand on the balcony holding a golf club.
What do you think they're implying there? What do you think is being suggested on late night television by Democrat front groups paid many millions of dollars by the networks? What do you think? What do you think they're saying there? I think they're suggesting that Joe Biden is a threat to democracy, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said on CNN. And then this morning, once again, appearing on the Fox News channel, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. giving the Democrat Party a bit of what for being big liars, lying all the time. He said, hey, when I was a kid, the government didn't lie to us like this. Now the government lies to us, well, like this, you know. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., first on CNN, then on Fox, I've got that for you. Kamala Harris, I don't think, is bright enough to know the whole thing about lightning in a golf course, a golf club. I don't think that she'd say, oh, yeah, that hold a piece of metal in a thunderstorm. We did have some fun thunder and lightning night before last and a bit yesterday. It was good. And the generic anti-religious Easter egg roll at the White House yesterday, Joe Biden out there fumbling around. Oh, and Cringe was out too. And she said, any discussion, if you're talking about transgender day of visibility and Easter, she said, people talking about that, she said it was misinformation, right? Not disinformation, but misinformation. And actually, that's her title. That's her title, is misinformation. Yeah, she wears a sash around the White House, carries a scepter, walks in stupid high heels, too high, much too high, and wobbles around the White House with a sash that says, here she comes, misinformation. That's who she is. She's remarkable. So we've got a lot for you today, as always, and it's not just RFK Jr. saying that Joe Biden is a worse threat to democracy than Donald Trump. And you had a CNN anchor woman. She's an anchor woman. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. And she looked like she was having a full-on Sirhan fit. She was all Sirhan. Amazing. She actually grew a quick beard. That was weird, don't you think? Insta beard. She looked like a Palestinian who was really angry with the Kennedy family and didn't want to hear what she was hearing. But we've got that for you. And then, because, you know, he said that Biden is a much worse threat to democracy than Donald Trump ever could be, and the government lies to us all the time. He appeared again this morning on the Fox News channel. And I've got that for you, too, just to update it, because they knew already what he had said on CNN and therefore teed it up probably better than CNN did, because they didn't know what they're getting into. In the meantime, President Trump posted $175 million in bond to Democrats. What do you think they're going to do with that, Mike? You think they're going to steal it? You think they're going to buy boats in Malta like corrupt Middle Eastern officials that have good relationships with the Biden family? That's remarkable. $175 million bond in the civil fraud case. You know, the one where he allegedly, what did he do, undervalue or overvalue? He overvalued his properties, but that doesn't make any sense because, you know, then you pay a lot more in taxes. But never mind any of that. The interesting part is the $175 million in bond. And I've got law professor extraordinaire Jonathan Turley discussing that this morning as well, and telling you about what a sham this whole thing is. what a scam, what a sham, what a put on. And honestly, it's about what RFK is talking about as well, which is Joe Biden weaponizing the federal government against the political enemies of the Democratic Party. All right? And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. knows a thing or two about the government. His family's got some background. And his sister, Rory Kennedy, her name is Rory, Rory Kennedy. And HBO pays her big money for documentaries that nobody watches. And it's amazing. So she came out and attacked her brother because it's like the Civil War. It's brother on brother, or in this case, sister on brother. And she's very angry with her brother because he's not singing from the party sheet music, and the party sheet music must be obeyed. Obey the sheet music or die. And you don't want that. I mean, it's a pretty bad situation there. But President Trump did put up his $175 million bond yesterday. So Letitia James can no longer go around with handcuffs and padlocks and steal his properties, seize his properties. So we've got that going. President Trump is headed to Michigan and Wisconsin today. Michigan is big with the jihad voter. The Democrats have a lot of jihadis in the state of Michigan. And President Trump is going there today, where some Republicans are planning he's going to talk about the illegal alien crisis that the Democrats created, the open border, all the gangs and the criminals that are coming in. And there was a murder in Michigan by an illegal alien the other day that I assume President Trump will bring up, because we used to not like murder. Remember when we didn't like murder, when murder was frowned upon? But the Democrats have mainstreamed anti-Semitism and street mob violence, political violence, and they've pretty much mainstreamed murder. And then they tell us that the crime rate is down everywhere, even though everybody knows that's not true. Isn't that amazing? And that goes back to Robert F. Kennedy saying the government lies to us all the time. And he's really talking mostly about the Democrat Party, because while Republicans lie, there are Republicans that lie, they get called on it immediately by the phony baloney news media. It's remarkable stuff. Speaking of the phony baloney news media, the Washington Post weighed in on Robert F. Kennedy's comments about Joe Biden being a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump could ever be. And the Washington Post is very, very angry with him, like Marvin the Martian, very, very angry with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for saying such a thing, because that is not on the party sheet music either. They demand subservience, obedience. And when they don't get it, there's a price to pay. And, you know, Joe Biden and the Biden White House refused to give RFK Jr. Secret Service protection, because that's how they play. You know, you're on your own. It's like, what is Blazing Saddles? You're on your own. And they'll leave him out there. Also, the Democrats in California granted parole to Sirhan Sirhan. They're just waiting for the signature from Governor Gavin Newsom. We'll see if that happens. But if RFK Jr. gains any more in the polls, I think that Gavin Newsom might sign that paper and let Sirhan out of jail, since he's already been paroled by the parole board. So we've got that. Also, remarkable developments yesterday. We learned, you know, the Biden administration secretly flew hundreds of thousands, more than 300,000 illegal aliens into the country, very quietly, not telling anybody. And this morning I looked at a couple of the fact checkers, you know, like Snopes and PolitiFact, and they lie all the time. These fact checkers, they lie on behalf of the Democratic Party all the time. And one of the things they wanted to argue about is, well, they weren't secret flights. It's just that nobody was told about them and nobody knew about them. Other than that, you know, they didn't go stealth and not inform the FAA that a flight was moving or anything like that. But our fake fact checker is quite amazing. But it turns out that the Democrats, the Biden administration, moving the overwhelming majority of those illegal aliens, more than 300,000 of them, to Florida and Texas. To Florida and Texas. Others went to Boston and to Baltimore and to Chicago and to San Francisco and Los Angeles. But in comparatively tiny numbers, because the huge numbers really went to Florida and to Texas. Now, what do those two states have in common? Oh, they're Republican governors there, and they're trying to stick it to them. And then Governor DeSantis, of course, put a few of them on a plane for Martha's Vineyard, and the Democrat Party had a complete mental implosion, which is normal and ordinary. So we've got that. We got that going for us. Lots of stuff to get to there. Also, one of the criminals that was arrested for shooting and killing NYPD Detective Jonathan Diller, he got into court yesterday, and there were lots and lots of police officers there, 200-plus police officers packed the courtroom. This ought to be a watershed moment, but the news media is burying this story in a shallow grave near Las Vegas because it doesn't serve the interests of the Democrat Party. But the career criminal, one of the two career criminals that the Democrats keep putting on the street to make sure that people get murdered, including a police officer, Jonathan Diller. The murderer, well, this isn't even the gunman. It's the other guy in the car. He's in the courtroom and he says, here's his claim to fame. He says, I shoot people. He's got a T-shirt that says, I shoot people. He walks around to New York and the Democrats wave him out of jail so he can go back to shooting people. Because Democrats shoot a lot of people. Hey, Democrats, stop shooting people. How about that? That'd be nice. Also, I mentioned it yesterday, but the trailer full of Bibles that Democrats set on fire on Easter Sunday in Tennessee. I've got an update for you on that. You remember the guy? I don't remember where he was. He was going to burn a Koran. And the news media swarmed the guy for weeks, screaming, and oh, no, he's going to burn a Koran. And I think he eventually burned a Koran, and then the jihad started. Oh, wait, the jihad started 1,500 years ago. Never mind that, and it hasn't stopped. But this American man was going to burn a Koran, and the news media, that means the Democrat Party, they were verklempt. They couldn't get over this. This was such an outrage. Well, day before yesterday on Easter Sunday, Democrats showed up and doused a trailer of Bibles, holy Bibles, doused with flammable liquids and then set them on fire and burned them all. And I'll bet you a dollar that ABC News hasn't mentioned it. And I don't think the Washington Post has mentioned it because they don't cover the news. They cover up the news. Remarkable stuff. Yes, sir. Also in New York City, there's a deli there that is creating a new sandwich. It's a hero sandwich, the NYPD it's called. And they're going to take all the profits from the sales of that sandwich and give the money to the Diller family, to the widow and the little baby boy of the police detective murdered by the psychopaths, one of whom says, I shoot people. That's his slogan, I shoot people. Should have it tattooed on his forehead. That would help people to understand who he is next time the Democrats let him out of prison, which they will invariably do. Oh, yeah, Ron DeSantis also won a lawsuit because they were suing him about sending a couple of illegals to Martha's Vineyard. You know, they like to pick their own illegals to work in their restaurants and things at Martha's Vineyard, you know, where all the rich people like John Kerry and Barack Obama buy their multi-million-dollar waterfront homes. But never mind that. DeSantis win in court when it comes to the migrant flights. And the Democrats are very angry about this, too. They might start burning police stations again, which they have a long history of doing. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, the Democrats flying everybody to Texas and Florida, Florida and Texas, the illegal aliens. What a coincidence. Isn't that interesting? You know, that's because they're not on our side. So that's scratching the surface on what we have for you today. There's a lot to talk about, as there so often is, thanks to the Democrat Party, which is very unwell. Oh, also, did you see the list? It's a pretty crazy list. Charlie Kirk put it together, at least the version that I saw. You know, we had Transgender Day of Visibility at the White House and in America on Easter Sunday because of the, you know, after-school Satan Club running the country now. And here's something you probably didn't know because I didn't know it, so therefore I'll assume that you didn't know. Charlie Kirk writes, did you know that there are 145 days on the calendar celebrating LGBTQ, 145 days. That's a lot. That's not quite half the year, but I've got a list of some of them for you. There are more than are on this list, but they're trying to save paper and ink. This is quite remarkable. All the different. Now, how many straight? Again, we're trying to come up with an abbreviation for straight. You know, what we should do is we should start with the word straight, and then do a backronym, right? do a backronym on it. That's what we should do. Or maybe normal. You know how they took the word normal and turned it into their marijuana thing. Their National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, right? Normal. And they left the A out of the word normal and turned that into a backronym of sorts. Maybe we should take the word normal and create a backronym for people that are not LGBTQQIAA plus ampersand pound sign dash repeat. He has 145 days on the calendar that celebrate the LGBTQQIAA plus lifestyle. Who knew? 888-630-9625. Lots of stuff for you today. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right. Lot to get to. The RFK stuff today is fun. The Donald Trump, $175 million today, big deal. And today is an anniversary that the news media won't talk about, but I will share it with you. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Roger, calling from Manassas, Virginia. Roger, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, Roger. Thank you. What do you say?
Not a whole lot. They're making a big stink about this Transgender Visibility Day. You know, once every 7 years it'll fall on Easter, and I think I'd be willing to tolerate that as long as they're invisible the other 364 days a year.
Can you just leave us alone? See, the thing is, that was my first reaction, too, and it's kind of, you'd think that because it's Sunday and the 31st, that every 7 years it would fall on the on the same day, but it's a little trickier than that, Roger, because normally that would be true with the calendar, but because Easter moves on a lunar cycle, right?
Yeah.
Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, which is, you know, pretty old school. But yeah, you're right. It is. And where do you hear all these things that all the different days that we have, like Aromatic Spectrum Awareness Week. Did you know, Roger, that we had Aromatic Spectrum Awareness Week?
No,
I didn't know either. You haven't observed it in the past?
I don't know, 52 years?
yeah, Aromatic. I'm not sure they've been doing this forever, but now they do. And it's true right here on the calendar is March 31st is Transgender Visibility Day. I think I suggested yesterday we should do it on June 19th. Do it on June. That's Juneteenth. That's Juneteenth, which is a new holiday, African American. So let's put it there and not offend every Christian in the country. Maybe put it on a day where which will be during Ramadan, and every now and then it'll be during the Eid, and let's see how the Muslim population responds to Transgender Visibility Day being on a high Muslim holiday. I don't think the Democrats are on our side. What do you think? What do you think, Raj? I think they're not.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Crazy out there. Crazy, I tell you. Now, I mentioned that today is an anniversary, and it is. It was on this date, April 2nd, of 2021. 2021. It's now April 2nd of 2024. You know what that means? That was 3 years ago. That's what that means. See, I'm doing math over here. And on April 2nd, 2021, what happened? Well, at the U.S. Capitol, a U.S. Capitol police officer, we played audio yesterday of a Democrat who was Barack Obama's Army Secretary and was a member of the House of Representatives. And he was on the Fox News Channel over the weekend, and he made up lies about how five U.S. Capitol police officers were murdered on January 6th, were killed on January 6th, and he's a big liar.
I think President Biden absolutely supports the police. Yeah, I think you know my background. I'm a former prosecutor, combat veteran, and a son of a cop. I mean, when you look at, unfortunately, January 6th, there was five police officers, Capitol Hill police officers, that were killed that day.
He's a liar. His name is Patrick Murphy, and you should never believe anything he says, because he lies with great comfort and ease as a former Democrat member of the House of Representatives, the U.S. Congress, and a sub-cabinet level Army Secretary at the Pentagon. And he said there were five Capitol Police officers killed on January 6th. There were zero Capitol Police officers killed on January 6th. He is a lying sack of Jewia, Patrick Murphy is. Don't believe a word he ever says. But I can tell you that on April 2nd, this date 3 years ago, a black nationalist who is a racist by the name of Noah Green, who was 25 years old at the time, attacked the U.S. Capitol. He went over to a market in Northeast Washington, D.C., and he bought a giant knife that you might use in your kitchen. And then he went over to the Capitol and he attacked in his car. He attacked two U.S. Capitol police officers and he murdered U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, wounded a second police officer very severely when he deliberately crashed his car into one of the barricades outside of the Capitol. Now, he then jumped out of his vehicle, Noah Green, the black nationalist, racist, Democrat, leftist, cop hater, whipped into an anti-cop frenzy by Barack Obama and the Democrat Party with a pack of lies about how many black people are killed by the police every year. The police kill many more white people every year. And generally speaking, they deserve it because, you know, they're crazy people and the police are out there to stop the crazy people. But in any event, 3 years ago today, U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, known as Billy Evans, was murdered by black nationalist Noah Green when Noah Green, black nationalist, crashed his car into Officer Billy Evans and murdered him and severely wounded a second police officer because his car was used to crush them at the barricade. Then Noah Green jumped out of his vehicle and attacked more police with the giant knife that he had just bought, and the police were forced to shoot him to death and kill him because after ramming the two police officers, he jumped out of his vehicle with a big knife, attacked officers, ignored commands. He was told to drop it. He was told to stop. He was told to, but it was a suicide attack. That's the thing about this Democrat racist. He was launching a suicide attack and he murdered police officer Billy Evans. And then he was gunned down himself because that was his goal. That's what Noah Green was all about. And it was the Democrats that whipped him into a suicidal, homicidal frenzy 3 years ago today. And God bless Officer William Francis Evans, who was murdered on that day at the age of 41 in a suicide attack. And it wasn't the only suicide attack by the Democrats. There are other Democrat suicide attacks against police officers Ramos and Liu in New York City, murdered by a Democrat who came out of Maryland and went up to New York. And he murdered the two police officers in their car. And then he went and blew his own brains out at a nearby subway stop in New York. Suicide attack. Suicide attack on police at a Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas, Texas. Suicide attack on police at an event in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then, of course, James Hodgkinson, suicide attack on Republican members of Congress in Alexandria, Virginia, when he shot Congressman Steve Scalise. He was trying to wipe out an entire baseball field of Republican members of Congress. And so that is the short version of Democrat Party suicide attacks. Then, of course, we had this Democrat who self-immolated at the Israeli embassy recently, killed himself by setting himself on fire, and at the Supreme Court, a Democrat set himself on fire and killed himself on Earth Day a couple of years ago because he's upset about people putting smoke into the air. Every day is an IQ test. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. Now, I mentioned that Charlie Kirk wrote about all of the various, because we had Transgender Day of Visibility at the White House the other day, right? And that was, it was Easter Sunday for the world, but for the left in the United States of America. And it's fun. I was talking to a nice British woman on my television show on Newsmax last night. That means she's from Great Britain. She's actually from England itself, the mothership of the Great Britain countries. And just Hillary Fordwich. And she, well, they don't do Transgender Day of Awareness in Great Britain. That is a Democrat Party thing in the United States. That's not a worldwide thing. That's just the Democrats here in the United States, because they are not well. There's a lot wrong with them. And they have a long list of days that they wish to observe in honor of people that are not heterosexual, because they're you know, differently abled. But Charlie Kirk put together a bit of a list. And he said, did you know there are 145 days on the calendar? 145 days on the calendar in the United States, thanks to Democrats, celebrating LGBTQ. How many days do you need, really, to celebrate the LGBTQ thing? Apparently, the correct answer right now is 145. 145. Just amazing. And what are those days? Well, of course, we know that day before yesterday was the Transgender Day of Visibility, and that's very important, very important. Others include, I mentioned this one, February 19th to February 25th. That's not even a day. What is that, a week? That's almost a week. Why would you have almost a week? That's Aromatic Spectrum Awareness Week. Michael, what the hell does that mean? I think even they don't know. March 21st to March 25th is LGBTQIA plus Health Awareness Week, because their health is not the same as everybody else's health. That's not anything that you'd want to get involved with. March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility. That's what we had on Easter, day before yesterday, Easter Sunday. April 6th is International Asexuality Day. It's kind of interesting that you're celebrating nothing happening since it's Asexuality Day. What happens on Asexuality Day? Well, nothing, you know, absolutely nothing. What does that have to do with sex? These are people that don't have sex. You're asexual. But they celebrate the day anyway. They get a day. April 13th. April's a busy month. April 13th is International Day of Pink, which is a day opposing homophobia. Homophobia is a medical condition. It's an irrational fear. Nobody has homophobia. April 14th is Day of Silence. That's the day I like best. That's my favorite day of all the 145 days. It's the Day of Silence. Just stay home and be quiet, like a normal person, because that's what the rest of us do all the time. We just act like normal people. Remember normal. And if you go to the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's Amazing Internet, you'll see coffee mugs and T-shirts with just the simple and eloquent message, remember normal. Remember normal. Because we're raising generations of people now that have no memory of normal. And we're going to have to save it in a box. You know, like the monks and the priests saved Christianity and civilization when we went into the Dark Ages after the fall of the Roman Empire. We're going to have to remember normal. Yeah, I love the Day of Silence. Now, April 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day. Lesbian Visibility Day. That is Pornhub's biggest day of the year. Pornhub's biggest day of the year. That's a lesbian... I made the last part up. I don't think it is Pornhub's biggest day of the year, but it might be. It might be. Do they also have like Asian Lesbian Visibility Day? Because that'd be a big day too.
Rosie, big fat lesbian, loud Rosie.
She's very visible, I think. She's visible from space, actually, interestingly enough. May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia. Didn't we already have one of those? Comma, biphobia. Some people have an irrational fear of bi. Biphobia and transphobia. They're lumping a lot of stuff together. How many different days do you need? And May 19th, Agender Pride Day. You have no gender and you're proud. This is your day. May 22nd, Harvey Milk Day. Harvey Milk Day was a San Francisco City Councilman, Board of Supervisors. He was killed by a Democrat councilman named Daniel Young. Dan Young. Is that right? Something Young. And killed, but after he killed the mayor, Mayor Moscone, and then as an afterthought, he killed Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk took a homeless underage boy into his care and sexually abused him for a long time. But that makes him a hero of the Democrat Party, not a villain. He's a gay child rapist, child molester, and Harvey Milk was. And they made a movie, a big movie out of him where he's the hero with Sean Penn playing Harvey Milk. I think he won like every award in the world.
Dan White.
I apologize. Dan White. Dan White was the killer. And he was a Democrat, member of the city council. And so he murdered the mayor and then he murdered another city councilman. And the city councilman who brought in the homeless underage boy to use him as a sexual plaything, he became the hero of the story. May 25th, the pansexual and pan-romantic. Excuse me, pan-o-romantic. Pan-o-romantic Awareness Day. Sure, right. The entire month of June is Pride Month. And when they say pride, they don't mean you're proud of America or Western civilization or anything like that. And it goes on and on. There are 145 days. One of them is a month, I suppose, but Intersex Day of Remembrance and Transgender Awareness Week and Transgender Day of Remembrance. How many things do you have to remember? Intersex Awareness Day, Asexual Awareness Week. Didn't we already have an Asexual Awareness Day? That was just International Asexuality Day. You know, you guys need help. Can I just tell you? Be normal. Just be normal. That'd be nice, I think. Gender Fluid Visibility Week. Gender Fluid, yeah. And International Lesbian Day, which is not to be confused with Lesbian Visibility Day.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Sure. Then celebrate Bisexuality Day and Bisexuality Awareness Week, which can you guys just like get together with yourselves and pick a day? You got a month, you got a day, it just never stops. And I'm going to start a straight awareness year, and the whole year is going to be straight awareness. And we have to come up with an acronym. Some kind of an acronym is vital when you're going to launch an effort like this, because got to have got to be organized like the left. You got to learn from the left and have. And we're going to have straight flags in every classroom and in front of every government building. Every government building. Because the left. A lot of mental issues. A lot of mental issues there. All right, I'm going to get to President Trump. I'm going to get it to RFK Jr. Because RFK Jr. made a bunch of news, really infuriated Democrats yesterday. When I say Democrats, I'm really talking about the news media. But that works. And the Liberal English Translation Dictionary, one of the available definitions of news media is liberals, Democrat Party voters. Let's go to William calling from Manassas, Virginia. William, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much.
I heard you talking about how the Biden administration, how they had, denied Kennedy Secret Service again for like the fourth time. And it's very ironic because the whole process of giving Secret Service protection to political candidates was started after his father was assassinated.
You're absolutely right. That's 100% true. Yeah, because he had a couple of NFL guys, but you didn't get just as a candidate. And now they have very convoluted rules, but you have to be a candidate for a major party and you have to be campaigning in 10 states and you have to, this and that. You have to check a bunch of boxes. But you'd think that Joe Biden If he were just, you know, a normal guy, a good guy, they keep telling us how much he likes people this week. You'd think that he'd give secret to, of all people, to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who was, of course, shot on, June 5th, 1968, at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California, died June 6th of 1968. And you'd think that of all people that they'd give Secret Service protection to, it would be RFK Jr. Wouldn't you think that, William?
I mean, that'd be the first person you think of.
And what does it tell you that they don't give, that they refuse to give Secret Service protection to RFK Jr.?
Well, I believe they're trying to drain his campaign because, again, you know, he has to pay a private security firm, you know, to cover all his events and all his rallies, whatever, because, you know, he doesn't want, you know, someone, you know, coming up. They actually had a guy with loaded pistols try and sneak into his rally in, I think, in the very town where his father died when he was having a rally there. They had a guy try to sneak in with loaded pistols, whatever, to try and get close to him.
Well, he was, Los Angeles, California for his father. I remember the guy with the gun in L.A. You know, it strikes me, William, that this is another example of Biden, the Biden White House and the Democrats abusing their government authority to threaten their political enemies, their political rivals. But RFK Jr. is definitely a political enemy of the Biden White House, and they're treating him as a political enemy. And in doing so, it's another opportunity to abuse their power and to abuse federal agencies and federal powers to deny a fellow Democrat now running as independent. But, you know, if he's not a Democrat, he's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the love of. He's obviously, not only is he a Kennedy Democrat, he's a Kennedy. You'd think maybe he'd give him, so that's one of the clues, right? Yeah, William, good point, though. The reason that candidates are now eligible under certain circumstances for Secret Service protection is because directly of the assassination of his own father. But Biden and the Democrats are threatening him by denying him. And you're right also that they're making him spend a lot of money on security that he wouldn't have to spend otherwise. Therefore, they're cheating again by abusing their power. And rolling over their political enemies. And RFK Jr. is now one of those, so he better look out. I got to tell you. Also, anybody watch basketball last night? I watched the Iowa-LSU basketball game with my best girl last night. And they didn't show it on the television, at least I didn't see it, but the LSU team, they left the basketball court for the national anthem, the American national anthem. If it had been the Communist Chinese national anthem, maybe they would have stayed. But the LSU team left the basketball court before the national anthem. The Iowa team stood there, and they held hands, and they were excited to be there, and they enjoyed the national anthem because they're on Team America, because they're from Iowa, and they were good, And I was rooting for Iowa. I like the Caitlin Clark story is a lot of fun. I did have a relative over the Easter weekend say, God, I'm tired of her. She bores me. Can we move on from her? Enough. Yeah, Caitlin Clark, blah, blah, blah. I disagree. I think she's a lot of fun. And they won last night in the LSU team. They were not on the court. They walked off the court for the national anthem because they're not on Team America.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.